This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese officials say the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak soared to 811 in China on Sunday. This surpasses the global toll for SARS nearly 20 years ago. AP's Julie Walker reports.
One recent death in China was a 60-year-old American living in the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, more cases were confirmed on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan, and a new cluster was diagnosed at a ski resort in France. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says they're looking at the chain of transmission around the world as a way to learn more about the coronavirus and fight it.
Looking at each individual transmission chain across all of the countries, so we can link each case to its potential origin and its potential exposure.
Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow a WHO-led team into the country to investigate, and they're hoping it will include members of the CDC. I'm Julie Walker.
The standoff at a Thailand shopping mall continues. A soldier took over a popular shopping mall on Saturday. Officials say a security officer has now been killed, bringing the death toll to at least 21, with 33 others injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on how the siege began.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. The government offensive has created a humanitarian crisis. The UN says 600,000 people have fled their homes. This is VOA News. Officials in Kabul say U.S. and Afghan forces came under attack in eastern Afghanistan on Saturday. They are launching investigations into what the New York Times describes as a deadly shootout between Afghan and American soldiers during a joint exercise. The Times, quoting two Afghan officials, reports five or six American soldiers and six Afghan soldiers were killed. An exit poll finds Ireland's three main parties are tied neck and neck following Saturday's general election. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Irish voters went to the polls on Saturday in an election that could remove Taoiseach Leo Varadkar from power amid a surge by left-wing Sinn Féin. Varadkar cast his ballot in Dublin after campaigning on his own diplomatic successes on Brexit, helping prevent a hard border on the island. But the strategy appears to have fallen flat amid domestic issues such as healthcare and housing, which have seen a swing by voters towards Sinn Féin.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Vote counting will begin on Sunday at 0900 UTC. A team from the U.S. is inspecting the wreckage of the Pegasus Airlines Boeing 737 that skidded off a runway in Istanbul earlier this week. VOA's Robert Rafael has more.
Turkey's Anadolu news agency says the American team is looking to see if there were any technical factors that could have contributed to the accident. Investigators will probe many possible causes, including the plane's speed and the weather at the time of the crash. Anadolu says the aircraft, which split into three pieces in the accident, will later be dismantled and removed by crane. The crash happened as the 11-year-old aircraft landed in strong winds and heavy rain.
That's VOA's Robert Rafael. Democratic presidential hopefuls are fanning out across snowy New Hampshire this weekend, campaigning for the state's primary. This is stop number two on the road to picking a challenger to President Donald Trump in November. We get more from Ben Thomas.
Feel how close we are. We can feel the wind at our back.
Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders emerged from Iowa in a dead heat.
Our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Joe Biden is taking aim at both, saying Sanders will drag other Democratic candidates down.
Every Democrat will have to carry the label that Senator Sanders has chosen for himself. Not me. He's chosen it. Democratic socialist.
Elizabeth Warren says candidates need to get away from big dollar donors.
The only way we're going to make this better is we use this Democratic primary to build a grassroots movement.